Welcome back to The Muster. We catch up next with Andrea Dixon out of Southern Dairy Hut. We have a yarn on a regular basis. Andrea, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, Andy. How are you today?
Can't complain. It's blue sky. I wouldn't say sun's out, guns out, but you get the gist for the middle of June.
Yes, it certainly was a bit cooler this morning, but a beautiful day in Southland.
No, absolutely, and that's, you know, a lot of positives in there to take at the moment regarding having winter when we need winter, I suppose. Now, at the Dairy Hub, it's been busy over the last couple of months.
Yeah, it sure has. We've had a busy few months. Over the last 9 months, we've transitioned to our Future Farm System demonstration trial, which, you know, I've talked a wee bit about over previous interviews with you, but we're starting to see some really interesting early results, and we'll look to share that information towards the end of the month. We've been busy setting up for winter, so our standard herd on swedes and baleage and our future herd on grass and baleage. We've also welcomed a new farm manager on farm, and we're really excited about that. Michael Burkus joined us last week, which is fantastic. And all of these things has led to us being able to offer something a little bit different to our farming community and their farm teams. And so we're really excited about our winter farm tour tomorrow on farm.
Yeah, winter farm tour. Interesting. You talk the obvious there for the time of year. Animals on grass, animals on crop as well. But they'll be enjoying the time on top of the ground.
Yes, they sure are. And we've got really good conditions at the moment. You know, we've been listening to our farmers, and we thought it was a great opportunity to showcase some tactical and tactical and tangible things, and take the farm team through our winter system and set up. As I talked about, our swedes and baleage, but probably more interesting is the different density levels of the grass and baleage system at 10 ton and 14 ton over 2 day moves. And yeah, there's some really cool stuff to showcase there tomorrow. We'll also share our adverse weather plan. We haven't had too much adverse weather at the moment, which is fantastic. We've got great ground conditions, but we'll showcase our tools that we use, in particular our gumboot scoring tool, and the decisions that come off the back of that. It's also a great time to, I guess, mingle with the local farming community. It's really low-key, informal, and lots of opportunity to ask questions as we go around the farm.
Adverse weather plan, that's something you need for Southland.
It sure is. Yeah, every farm will have one, and yeah, we just look forward to sharing our plan tomorrow. There's always a great opportunity for the community to get together and to learn and to share off each other. So yeah, it will be fantastic.
Absolutely. Now, who's this event for tomorrow, Andrea?
It's for all farmers and their farm team, and we encourage all farm teams to come along. It's, like I said, it's low key. The weather conditions are looking really good. Definitely will need your gumboots and a warm jacket and a hat, but it's a day for the farmers and their farm team.
It's something that's very Southland-esque, as a pair of red bands. Over the field days last week and spotting all the ones, people wearing ties and nice attire with the brand new red bands on, it's 101 for a politician when you're at field days. Do not wear shiny new red bands, but that's certainly something you don't see down here. But if you do, there's a purpose because you're using them every darn day.
Yes, you do. Shiny red bands do tell a story, but it is, yeah, everyone's got a pair, haven't they? Well, maybe not shiny ones down here, but everyone's got a pair of gumboots.
Pretty much. Now, quite a bit else happening regarding the Dairy Hub, Southern Dairy Hub, coming up in the near future. What's happening event-wise?
Yeah, well, the farmers can keep up to date with what's happening through our website, social media, and our Hub Watch. So sign up for our Hub Watch through the website. As I talked about a little bit earlier, we'll share some of our early results from our Future Farm Systems trial, which we're excited about towards the end of the month. We're just really looking forward to our day tomorrow, getting the farming community together. We'll finish with a bit of warm soup, and yeah, just a great opportunity to catch up.
And what's the address of the Southern Dairy Hub?
611 Royal Bush, Wallacetown Road. 1 p.m. start.
1 p.m. start. Good on you, Andrea. Always good to catch up on the muster. Enjoy the day tomorrow.
Excellent. Thank you, Andy.
Andrea Dixon of the Southern Dairy Hub. Good excuse to get off farm tomorrow afternoon and see what's been happening with the team there. Coincidentally as well, on Facebook, Southern Dairy Hub does a great job too explaining what's been happening as they go about their business.